Now, we left off yesterday, Perk Zion, who has come to Matzo. Halloche, call me Shalayama, Shalayshin, for a male, the little Hamishosa, the Yotsugi Yachibosi, the Ilay, Pesach Matzo Mon. That's the Braise, or the Amin, the Braise, the Hilke, the Mishni, the Sochi. Am Gamilien, der Kol Shalomah, Shalayshin, for a male, the Pesach. So what he means is, of course, it goes without saying, if he doesn't eat a Pesach, he doesn't eat a Matzah, he doesn't eat a Moros, of course he's not a fine Nisr. But it's not enough to just to eat the Pesach and the Matzah Moriah. He has to say, Pesach shall Abisenu, or Bismam Bisamigdosh, Pesach shall Noeich Limal Shumo, or Shum Shepozach HaKodesh Baruch Hu, על בוטי אביסינו במצרים. אין מצו זו שונאיך למל שמו, אין מויר זה שונאיך למל שמו. And if he doesn't, even though he eats the Pesach, he eats the Matzah, and he eats the Moriah, so he's not mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Moriah. That's a little strange, why shouldn't he be mekayim the mitzvah? So the Ramban Mohammed in Broches, in the Subye of the Fyudalet, of Posad Hamre, the Seer Mishikre, so he says, many times the Gemara says Leyotzei Lechavosei, and the Gemara doesn't mean Tipshutei Leyotzei Lechavosei Mamesh, but it means that he's not Mekayim in Mitzvah Min Amufra. But he's Mekayim in Mitzvah, but not in Mitzvah Min Amufra. Why isn't he Mekayim in Mitzvah Min Amufra? Now the Gemara says in Tzochim that Noshim Chayobe is Ba'aba cases, even though Abba cases is in Sisese Shazman Gome, and the general crowd is in Sisese Shazman Gome, some notion of race, but here attain Hoyo Beisianes. Now, Paisle says Sikashi, since there is a loch that if Noshi are involved in the nest, so then the tour of Sisese Shazman Gome doesn't apply, so why do we need this special Posik, that Noshim Amchiyov is Matzo, because Kol She Yeshne Vivaltei Chochomets, Yeshne, Ikum Achil Matzo, after all, it's Atein Hoyo Beis Anes, so without that Hekesh of Kol She Yeshne Vivaltei Chochomets, Yeshne, Ikum Achil Matzo, they should be Mechuyev. So Teis says, Tutokut, one parrot sees that the Aloha of Atein Hoyo Beis Anes is only a reason with the Rabbanon, but not with the rice. But by Matzeh, the Noshim HaMachiyodis, with the rice. Then Rav Reis, Ish Yerushalayim, gives another teretz. He says that Atein Hoyo Beis Anes is effective with the rice, but the reason is to why. The Gemara has to resolve to a special limit. Kol Sheyeshnei Baltei Chochomets, Yeshnei Bikomechel Matzeh, is because Noshim are two ways of Yeshiva Suki. And there is a Xerushov of Chamishoso, that there is a chiyuv to eat the night of the 15th in Tishrei in the Suki. So Mele, I could say, since, oh, but Noshim are two ways of the mitzvah of Suki. Not only of the mitzvah of Suki, of a Suki station Yeshiva Suki, but the mitzvah of Suki, of Achilas Kazais, the night of the 15th, some male I would say that in spite of the fact of Afin Hoidis Anes, Noshin should be furious because of the Zereshove of Hamishos Hamishoso. So that's why we have to resort to the special limud of Kol Sheyeshni Baltecho Chomet, Yeshni Bikumachil Mas. Now,
how does that explain how you're not
trying to miss him in a mokhan?
Does that help explain?
No, that's something else. Now the Rambam says, Nalochei, Kol Mishal Yomar Shleishot Vorim Eilu Bilei Chamish Oso, Liyosu Yechavosi, and of course the obvious pshat in the Rambam is, Liyosu Yechavosi Mishna Mufcho. Veile, Pesach Matzu Moi, Pesach Al Shum Sheposach Amokei, על בוטי אביסינו מנצחים, שנאמר ואמרתם זבח פסח כולה ראשון, מורה על שום שמורו המצחים,
es haya bisein b'mitzrayim matzo al sheim shenigolu udvorim v'eilu kulom nikroi nagoi. So nagoi is the Rambam is medayi that Pesach is reminiscent, commemorates the fact that Rebbeinu Shalom spared the first, the prayer of Yisrael. And more here, it commemorates the bitterness that the Israelites experienced in Kibbutz Mitzrayim. But Matzah, this is expressive. It doesn't commemorate the Kibbutz. Matzah is expressive of the Gula itself. Not the Pesach, but the Matzah. There's something remarkable on an Ashkofe level. Now the Rambam says in Aloch Avon, Bicholdeya Badeya, Chaye Bodom. Now, once again, there is something remarkable in the Rambam Aloche. So the Rambam says, oh yeah, Nani Aloch Avon, Bicholdeya Badeya Chaye Bodom La'ares Es Atzmei, Kilhu Bi Atzmei Yotza Atom Yishibut Mitzrayim. Shenema Veisono Heitzim Yishon. Uman Hovi Yisono La'ores Hashem Yishbala Vizim. ועל דובו זה ציבה הקדש ברוך הוא בתאירו וזוכה אותו כי עבד הוא יישו כלימה כאילו עתו בעצמכו הוא יישו עבד ויוצא שו לחירוס מידיס. So the Rambam mentions two psuki. One psuki is הוא יישו נוהצי משום. That's the Mishnim psuki. And then he says ועל דובו זה ציבה הקדש ברוך הוא בתאירו וזוכה אותו כעבד הוא יישו. כלימה כאילו, כאילו עתו בעצמך יישו עבד ויוצא שו לחירוס מידיס. Now we have to explain, מה נפשך, if we have the פוסק of זוכה אותו כעבד הוא יישו, why does the Mishnah have to mention the פוסק וישון הויצי משום למען הובי ישונו לא תסלונו אסרור אז השמיד בו אביסינו. And then if we have the פוסק וישון הויצי משום Luman Hobi Son of Horus Shin Yibla Bisenu, why does the Torah have to say this Khal to Kevin Yisov? Well, it's two separate things. The posse of the Son of Hitzin Shaman Hobi Son Losis Lomes Horus Shin Yibla Bisenu is expressive that this is a fact that every year so a person it's not that he just has to feel something that is not a reality. It is a reality. Every year, every Jew really re-experiences the Shibbut Mitzrayim and the emergence from Shibbut Mitzrayim. But then, so it could be a reality, but no chiyuv. So there is a chiyuv to re-experience that reality. Now, the Loshna Mishnah is a little different. The Loshen HaMishnim Psochim Dakuf Desvodis Becholdei Avodei Chayev Olam Mirich HaShatmei Kil Hu Yotzom Yisrael Shenema Bavuze Oso Adi Shem Li Bitzeis Yisrael Vinema Vinson Hoitzi Nishom Liman Hovi Yisson Losis Lomes Ores Hashem Yivla Bitzeis. So the Mishnah mentions two psuchim. One posik, the son of Hishon, and the other posik of Bavzeo Sadishem Libitis Mitzrayim. Not of Israel, but Libitis Mitzrayim. Why does the Mishnah have to mention to Psukim? Apparently, there are two chiyuvim. One chiyuv is that every Jew, as an individual, should feel as that he himself was in the Shibbut Mitzrayim, and this night, every Pesach, he was released lechem. And then there is a chiyuv that the Jewish people as a collective should feel every Pesach night that they were in the Shibbut Mitzrayim, and then they were delivered. So it's two separate chiyuvim. Now, the Rambam mentions that the Vazet Sivakul is Boko Betero, Vizochalto, Kebe, the Yiso, Kalema, Kilato, the Atsmech, or Yiso Ebe, because this mitzvah of Zacharta, even though it's mentioned in Rabbi Yochi, implies to Chiyuvi that every Jew as an individual should feel that he was in Shibut Mitzrayim and he was Yetzer Chayos, and as part of the collective, so he should feel that he was in Shibut Mitzrayim and he was Yetzer Chayos. Why? Because of the pasuk Bitziacho Esom Mitzrayim Tavdu Neselkim Al Ahor Hazeh. So Mele, he has to feel that the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to recover the Torah. And the Torah is not one thing, one moment experience. We have to be recover the Torah, not just Pesach night. Pesach night we have to dedicate ourselves to the Kabbalah HaTorah, and Mele it should be transferred to every day of our life. Lefichoch, kisheseid odom balaylo hazeh, tzorich leachil vilishteis vumeisib derachils. Vicholecho veachot bin anoshin, bin noshin, chayobim lishteis balaylo hazeh, ארבו קייסים של יאי, אין פייחסים לא יניהם, ואפילו עוני המספרניס מן הצדוקו, לא יפחסו לו מארבו קייסס, שיו כל קייס מהם רביס. ועד הרמב״ם, that's the more in צוחי, and it's the mission in צוחי, and the Rambam mentions it, but this halacha you only find in regard to our cases, we don't find it in regard to any other mitzvah. I'm sure that it will apply to matzah also. Why? Because as far as all the other mitzvahs are concerned, where there is no union of pesum and nisah, so melee, one Jew is not mechuyev to a kamel of another Jew, that he should be mekayem the mitzvahs. A Jew is mechuyev to take an esrik on Sukkot, but he's not mechuyev to be mizakeh another Jew with an esrik. If the other Jew doesn't have an esrik, all right, so he's an onus chachmon epatre. But here, since there is a mitzvah pesum and nisah, so the kiyum a mitzvah pesum and nisah is fulfilled not only by virtue of the fact that I and Mikayim are the cases. I have to make sure that every Jew will be Mikayim are the cases and Mikayim the mitzvah of Matzah. Yes?
Yeah, but then why by Ner Chanukah is there no such mitzvah? It's also
presumed. Yeah, no, by Ner Chanukah there is also such a law. That from the Tamche, so we have to give every oni for Ner Chanukah. Because the Chanukah there is also a kiyum of pesach. And the same thing should apply to Micha Megillah also. But usually the Micha Megillah is not relevant because no one needs a special Megillah of Tehillah. So Inachaname will be, so will have been mechuyev to give him from the Kupin to a Megillah. So he should be able to recline the mitzvah of Pesumimis. Now, here the Rambam says, the Goyer in Aderes Elio says that there is a mocker in discussing Mois Chitim. Mois Chitim is a minig. So he says that minig has a mocker in the Torah. So, because the Torah says, Matzi is Yerochel, Shiva Sayom. So now the Torah doesn't say Teichu Shiva Sayom. But Yerochel, in other words, we have to make sure that every Jew has matzis. That's why there is an expression. Every Jewish expression has a basis in the halacha that Mois Chitim, either you give or you take. There is no such thing. I don't give Mois Chitim and I don't take. There is a story about Chaim Volozhiner So Chaim Volozhiner was accustomed, and that was the practice of every Rav in every city in Europe. Before Pesach, he used to owe to every person in the city and collect money from Moisrit. So from the Yavirim they collected more, and from the middle age, not middle age, the middle class people, so they collected less. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner, there was one Gevir in Volozhiner who used to live several months a year in Danzig. Danzig, between the First World War and the Second World War, Danzig was an international city. It was under the jurisdiction of the League of Nations. So when somebody from Poland had to go to Lithuania or vice versa, so he had to go to Danzig first, and then from Danzig he went to Lithuania, because there were no diplomatic relations between Poland and Lithuania. So that man, who was in the wood business, and several months a year he was in Danzig. So Chaim Volozhiner, before Pesach, visited him, and he imposed a tax on him of 1,000 rubles. 1,000 rubles was much more than $1,000 today. Was probably at least $10,000. So the Gevir said to Chaim Volozhiner, I already gave 1,000 rubles in Danzig. Why do I have to give twice? So Chaim Volozhiner said that it's mentioned in Shmuel that when David HaMelech had to raise money for his soldiers, so he came to Novo. He came to Novo to ask money for his soldiers. And then the Hu Yeshiv become, the prosecutor Yeshiv become. Why does the Torah have to say the Hu Yeshiv become? After all, David didn't visit him in Carmel, somewhere else. The answer is, when David came to Novo, so Novo said, I dwell in Carmel and I give money for the soldiers in Carmel, why do I have to give twice? So that's why he is Novo. So he says, you have to give money for Moisrit. And if you live in two places, you have to give Moisrit in both places. As a matter of fact, the Ramos says that in regard to Moisrit, so that depends upon the Beis Chodosh in regard to Tzedakah. So if somebody has been in the city for 30 days, so the Morim Bol Basrin Ashutfin says he has to participate in the Chayv of Tzedakah. But in regard to Moisritim, only if he has been in the city for 12 months. Why? Because Moisritim is not Tzedakah. It's a tax. It's a tax. So Meila taxes depend upon your Beis Chodesh. So this is what the Rambam says, V'apilu oni ha-mispanis min ha-tzedoki lo yitbisu lo yme'avo cases shio kol case mehen v'beis. Now, the Gemara in Psochim Amudala, the last line, and then it continues in from the days. The Yomar of Yeshua the Levi, Noshim Chayove is the Arba cases. Hello, Shafein, Hoyu Beise Yanes. Omar of Yudo Mashmoya, Arba cases, Halolu, Tzorir Sheyei Behen, Kidei Mizigas Yoi Kois Yof. He has to dilute it. Of course, our wine does not have to be diluted, because the wine Bisman Chazal was very strong. It was like our branding. some male it had to be diluted, but our wine is already diluted. So, so sheyeich ben ki de yizik as kesi of shosom chayot. If he didn't dilute them, so it was yizik. Shosom basachas, not al sidar boches. He just drank one course, second course, third course, fourth course. So it's also yotza. So marove, that took your soul is here. Idi yayin yotza, idi cheirus lo yotza. If he drank the other cases, undiluted chai, so he was yetze idi yayin. What does it mean, idi yayin? So, Rashi says, sheshoso dalet cases, idi cheirus lo yotza, kelema reinzo mitzvah shleimu. In other words, it's yetze, but it's not a mitzvah namufa. And the Rashbam says, in Yayin Yotzo, the same thing. Sheshosa Abba cases, in the Chirus Lo Yotzo, Kleima Renzo Mitzu Shleimo, She, Ein Chshivu Sala B'Yayin Mozuk, the Hanimile B'Yayin Yishalahem, Yidor Al Chat Lat Mai, because in Yishalahem, so there is, so it was very strong. So they had to dilute three portions, water and one portion, yai. Aber yeni shalom loy boyim izik, because it's already mazik. So yai in yotzo, yidi apkeis lo yotzo, so Rashi says that it means yai in yotzo, he was mikayim yika mitzvah, but he's not a mitzvah namufra. The Rashbam says, "If Yain Yotzo Mishum Simchas Yontef," that's very difficult. Simchas Yontef has nothing to do with Pesach night. Is every Yontef? So Teisves explains that Rashbam. "If Yain Yotzo Perish Yidei Simchas Yontef," the Salkedaita Choyu V'Tiknu Dalet cases will nofit Yidei Simchas Yontef. Elohim kin yotzo yidei apkeses. I'd say, since the Chacham won sakin abba cases, so mele mele rabbono, he will not even be mikayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yomte, not only the mitzvah of abba cases. So kamash molon, he's mikayim the mitzvah of abba cases. But the whole Gemara is very difficult, according to the Gersa of Rashi and Rashbam and Hilfus. The Rif and the Rambam have a different Gersa. Let's see the Gersa of the Rif.
How is it that somebody's Mekayim Simchas Yontef?
What?
How are you Mekayim Simchas Yontef? If I even drink anything, am I Mekayim Simchas Yontef?
No, by in Simcha Levosar and Simcha
Yai.
But of course, it is not objective. It's, if Bosar and Yav don't agree with him, so then he's not mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yontef with Bosar and Yav. Yom HaShmuel, Dalet cases, Halonu Tzor, Sheyeich Ben, in Zigas Kisyot, Shosom Chai Yotso Yidya Dalet Kises, the Lo Yotso Yidichers. So if he drinks it undiluted, so he's Mikhail the Mitzvah of Dalet Kises. But he's not Mikhail the Mitzvah of Chirus. Shosom Basachas, not Al Sidar Apoches, so it's reversed, the reverse. Yotso Yidichers, the Lo Yotso Yidei Abba Kises. His command with bonafide name, they say, is Yotzo. Omar, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchok, Vihu, Dishoso, Rube, Dikas. Now, the Rambam had the same deal, say, the Rif. Arbo cases so elu, so ich limze case on. כדי שתהיה סיר הרבו, הקל לפי היין ופידס השיס, ולא יפריס לי הבוסון מביס יין חי. שוסו אבו כיססיו מיין של מוסוק, מוזוק יוצא ידי אבו כיסס, ולא יוצא ידי חיוס. If it's undiluted, so in kind of mitzvah the cases. But chayrus not. Shosa ba cases nizugin bibas ba'achas yide chayrus yotzo yide arba cases lo yotzo bin shosa mikol kos mihen nuhu beizyot. So the Briska Rav in the Sefer, he explains it that according to the Rif and the Rambam, they are two chiyuvim in arba cases. One chiyuv is a chiyuv of siwa reivo d'acheres. It's a mitzvah of drinking. So whether you drink it al sidra broches or not al sidra broches, you make a mitzvah, suppose you don't make it, you don't say the broche as a belong to the dollars of the sinu. So you are still making a mitzvah of chiyuv, of showing chiyuv. And then there is another mitzvah that you have to misadeir four cases of broche. So the first cause is the cause of Kiddush. Now, cause of Kiddush is every Shabbos and every Yom Teh, but there's a difference. Every Shabbos and every Yom Teh, so you can be Nikadish of a Pastu. As a matter of fact, if Pas is more Chovi for him, so then it's more Mitzvah to be Nikadish of a Pastu than Alayai. But Pesach night, you can only be Nikadish al yayin, not al apas. And then here, you have to misade rekeishel broche, the broche of asher galonu, vigoros avisein. And then you have to misade rekos on birkas hamozi. On birkas hamozi. There can be kos on birkas hamozi all the time, but according to some machine, only if it's Zimum. But whether the cause of Birkas HaMozin is only Shaykh, Zimum, Basoro, or even Biyochid or not, but it's a Rishus Kolashono. But Pesach, even Biyochid, so it's a Chayt. And then there is a special cause of Hala. And the cause of Hashem alone, the God of Saviseinu, is Misuda, not just on. And the Brocha Shekolonu Vigoros Aviseinu, but also on the first part of Allah. So the Yerushalmi in Psochim explains it, because Shekolonu Vigoros Aviseinu is a Keshel Brocha on the two Gules, on the Gule of the Ovar and on the Gule of the Osi. That's why we have two cases on Allah. One, the first Prokim in Allah, together with the Brocha Shekolon Nigolas Abiseinu, and then on the second Prokim of Halel, and second Prokim of Halel, and the Yerushalme stasis in Broches that Vidalit mentions, so it's also a Brocha Smucho Lechavato a Shekolon Nigolas Abiseinu. We'll soon see about it.
What's the
marker
for this din of the Schiv of Derech
Eros? Also, the Rambam says that it's based upon the Raisi. But the Raisi is only to give it away because of the Chodei Rodei Chai Rodei Mirasati Yosem Yitzchayim verbally. But in the Rabbanon, he has to express his idoye by acting out Chayos.
And that
is the basis of the mitzvah, of Hesed also. So the Rambam says,
how could he not be Yetzer Chavis if he's done everything else but drank the wine?
What?
He's acted out the Chavis, he's done everything, just hadn't had wine.
Well, he has to express it. He has to express the Chavis by drinking Sio Arevo. There are Chavis too. And by making a save. Rambam says in Aloch HaZayin, V'aldor zeh tzivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'teiro v'zochar to kevede yiso, l'fichok ish'eseid odom b'layla zeh, צורך לכר בלישטייס והוא מייסר את האחרוס. So, מדרבונון is the same מצווה, same הלאה. But Hallel is he do it before and see the Achirus and the Sebe is expressing the Doye through a certain eyes. Now, to the mitzvah of Ava cases. Now, so we have a mitzvah of Matzeh and Moreh. And Matzeh will make a bracha. Hashem says it's one of us Matzeh. And the Moreh will make a bracha. And in Ava cases, there is no bracha. Why not? Why isn't there a bracha in Ava cases? So Hashem raised that question. And then the Ran and Psochim discussing it. The Ran really discusses it in connection why we don't say Broche on the Hallel Pesach night. And there was some Rishonim who said that we do say Broche on Hallel Pesach night. And the reason as to why we don't say Pesach night, we say there, is because it was no at one time to say Hallel in this Knesset. Some Mele they didn't have, and there they said it to the Broche. Some Mele they didn't have to say it again. But, and even though he didn't say it in this Knesset, so he still it's late look. But the Ran mentions in the name of Rav Hai Goyen that the reason as to why we don't say Broche and Hallel Pesach night is because our Rabbi Hai Goyen Zal is daf chob robom beis kosa b'tshuve shein yivolchim al halel shebeleli psochim ligner es halel shein un kirin eise b'tiras kirin el b'tiras ima shiro shikach shamin urab gamir eimer kol shal yom ha-shlish ha-dvor meil v'pesach lo yosei v'chevose ובסייפר לפי חוך אנחנו חייבים להדיס ולהלן לפי חוך אם בורדום לבורא סוד רב נהי גוין סייס אם הוא רוצה שיהיה ברוך הנהל משסקן איזה אלו דברי הגוין זר וכן הסכימו הגן עם רב סמח ורב יסי ורב יסוד נהגי זר שביזו שאיקשו מנתנן כל התום ברוך הוא לאחוב תום ברוך הוא לפונו. And here, la'achot after Hallel, we say Yalucho, and we are chasing the broche. So the male assumes we are chasing the broche and Hallel. So we should be saying the broche also. Actually, Tareis, lifi divrei, mekodit Rabbi Hai Goyen, shebirkas Yalucho b'lelitzochim, eino bo al triyas Hallel la'achot, ki b'shemeima shekeitihuno lifonov, Elo al kis revibo. It's not born the Hallel, it's not a chsimas brocha on Hallel, but it's a chsimas brocha on kis revibo. Behind a tiny, and that's why Begamer, the Mishnah says in Psochim, Begamer all of Birkas Hashia. Why does it call it Birkas Hashia? Behind a tiny, they call it Yochet Birkas Hashia. Weine die Hoche Schalim alem, mai Birkas Hashia. So one man da mal says, it's Yalucho. The other one says, Nishmas and Nishtaba. Philosom Bisuke, Duhul Kavdine. There the Mishnah says, that kol she tuno brocho la'achov, so is tuno brocho l'fono, so there the Gemara doesn't have a Rashi. My Birkas Hashia. Avo, shge, fichoch, shiru shmo v'koru o Birkas Hashia, kelema sheino brocho al kriyas halel, elo Birkas Hashvachi. Un fichoch, koisemes veine pisaches. Since the Birkas Hashvach, so it's Chisemes v'broche, not Pesach v'broche. תין שמוצינו בירקס השפח שבויז ברסימו ולא הצליחו. Where do we find בירקס השפח that בויז ברסימו ולא הצליחו? So he says, כגן בירקס הקשומים, כגן הקשומים מידים אנחנו לוח וחיסמס ואין פיסחס, כך צירצו בזה. Utnan, that's what the Rishonim say, according to Rabbi Cohen. Utnan, the Ran says, Dim Kein, Abirkas Asher Golonu, Lohoyolo Nishtei Abiboch mit Nitam Zeh. So that's also a Birkas Shvach Vidoi. So how is it we have Bisei Abiboch and Chesim Biboch, the Broche of Asher Golonu, Lohoyolo Nishtei Abiboch mit Nitam Zeh. ביקורי ונילמה, בבירקס ילוחו, בלילי פסוחים, הווה כסמוכו לבירקס אשר גולונו. כזה, ברוכה סמוכו לחוותו, so he's חיסמס בבור, וניפסחס בבור. So the reason is to why ילוחו. He's חיסמס בבור, he's not פסחס בבור, because the פסיכה is in אשר גולונו. אבל כסמוכו לבירקס אשר גולונו, ששתיהן בויז על מה שנסחדש בלילי פסוחים, מדלת קייסס, שברוכו ראשינו של קידוש, על בישור יום תפיבור, וכן בירקס המוזן, אבל בירקס גולו ויעלוכו, בויז על מה שנסחדש בלילי זה, ופיכוך דונו איסו ברוכו של יעלוכו, כסמוכו. אין עמה, another reason is why, Yalucho is chesemes bo, and not chesachas bo. Lifi shebirkas yalucho biyomim shekirim behem esahalel smucho vein yipisachas abelili psochim sheini smucho loiro lifteya bo, because you say yalucho every time you say halel. So then it's chesemes boch and Melech Mul Bat Yisbocheis, and we don't, it's not Pesachas Bo. So the Chachomim didn't want to make a change on Pesach Mai. Abel Yitzchokim Shein Yismucho Liro Lifteya Bo, Shel Yirotzu Yisakei Broch Achas B'Shtei Madbeis, Kidei Shelo Yove Lifteya Bo Bizman Shein Yismucho. B'ze Yisra Maskini Matshe Kosafto Yumayo B'Pirush Yerushalmi. B'ze מה שאומרו בירושלים שאני, שאם שומרו ביס הכנסת יוצא, תראי צרש בזה ולפשיט זו, דרוך הקומה, שאית את הכנס קריאס הלבו עם צוחים ביס הכנסת, ביס הכנסת לא יצא, ולא יבאסי, ולפי רחוק, בין שומרו ביס הכנסת, בין לא ישומרו, אלי מבורא בביסי, שהישבו חכומים לביסיון, כדי שליהי מי שלא ישומר מבורך, ומי ששומעים לבד. Now let's see.
According to that, would the Halal of the Shul also be considered on Pesach night to be a day of Shira?
That's right.
Not of Kriya?
Yeah, of Shira, not of Kriya.
Rabbi,
did
that explain why
there's
no
broch
on the
Talakosu? What is that? One second. Aleph in broch discusses the same meaning, the whole Yerushalmi. The Gemara in Broches, the Yudalit says, Omar Rabbi, Yudalit Amdalit, Yochi in Domium Sha Yochi Gina Benes Ale, being Perik with Perik Pesi. If somebody greeted him, so if he greeted him between one Perik and the other, so he is allowed to be Mapsik, like Krishna. So being a talking, he is allowed to answer if written to anybody, then he is allowed to interrupt the Pnei HaKodesh, not only the Pnei HaYom. The Perek Pesik, the Emtza Perek in the Pesik, the Yomim Shein HaYochid in the Sa'alel, that means like a Shredesh, Afil the Emtza Perek Pesik. So Tezva says, Yomim Shein HaYochid in the Sa'alel, Lav Dafti Yochid, אלא אפילו ציבור, Chiryach, it doesn't mean if it's somebody dumps at home. Give me shul. So a yochid is gamer benesai. So the tzibo is gamer's halel. So then in parrot with parrot is basic, beemtza parrot is not basic. Lai dafki yochid, ala hapinu tzibo, kir yochid. Kibim shein kol yisroel biyachad, kmo yishohoyu bishvitas psochim, biyudalad nisi. In other words, it's, yochid is called if it's not called Yisrael B'yachad. What is called Tzibur? Not 10 Jews, but it means called Yisrael. V'lad avke geimeya. Divada kaimelon liyomim shen yochid geimer as a halel in chevol ombe klal apil v'yuk. So it, one could understand from the Russian of Rabbe, yochid shen yochid geimer as a halel, that it means that he cannot on the Shechidesh, so Yochid cannot be gamers, cannot be gamers, but Tzibur in Shul can be gamers, it's not so. The Dochem Ashba Beirach, the Choshif Chofalef Yei, the Yochid Gamer Ben Esalem. 21 days. So the Gemara asks, but there are more days, Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippurim, so you have 24 days, and then and Purim the Gemara, so it should be 25 days. So, Por Hashanah in Purim Nameleime, Mashma the Bishor Yom Kippur. So why doesn't the Gemara ask Rosh Chodeshim, Mashma the Bishor Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodeshim, Shitalei Dein Leima, Nidli Choshif Yeisem Chofalef Yei, Vigam Elikom Al Vigmeya, the Rosh Hashanah of the Yom Kippurim, those are the mashma, the Bishor Yom Tevim, and the Rosh Chodesh, Vadai in them, the Avokeren, Avoata Mashma, Avokeren, Vichay Mashma, the Ferit Vastra, the Tainis, Rav Yiklau, the Bobel, Chazinu, the Avikore, the Rosh Chodesh. So all of the Kunis, so he wanted to interrupt them. Perush, or your Savior, or your Demon, is it? Why do we want to interrupt them? At all, what kind of reason is to say period thing? The answer is because he thought that they intended to finish all of our, not just half hour. People should say they are sure your game amazing. Keeping the Chodze, the Komigalge, the Luge. But they didn't say all of our. Omash, Mamino, Minagavisi, and be there. Alme, the Yomin, the Ngimun, and a Halil, in Chibol, Omre, Cloud. Umashono him may say, so why do we say it? That's because of the minute. Hainim Shimon, because of the Marzavitri, Kidn Sheine Elaminet Bealme Elohim Bachiname. So on all of his Chedesh, we are not reborn. This is the Psak of the Machado also. Kidi Omar, why? Because on Minet we are not reborn. Where is the Mokia that on Minet or not reborn? So that's Gimore. In Sukkah, we gabe chibud arobe, because chibud arobe and shen rabe is in minat nivim, so we are not involved. So, kiyoma peritule, that's what the Mazavitri says. Just there's a chibud arobe, there is no broche, because it's in minat daome. So, and how the shredesh, which is also in minat, we are not involved either. They say in the Volchim al Dovah Shul Minek, Umiyu Eimer Rab Metam Deinerayim. Because there is a difference between the Minek of Chibud Arobe and the Minek of Halal. The Minek of Chibud Arobe is completely in it. Not only the Chiyum is in it, but the whole Chiyum is a Chiyum of Minek. There is no other Chiyum of Mitzvah except to be Mikayim, the Mitzvah of doing the minig of the Nevi. Mashayim came. Halel is the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shvach Bidoi. So as far as the Kiyum HaMitzvah is concerned, so is the same Kiyum HaMitzvah as An Yom Tev. But An Yom Tev is a Mitzvah Kiyumis, and An Rish Chedesh is a Mitzvah Kiyumis. So in Meile we can be involved. Umi Yoyim HaRabetam Dein Arayeh, דעתי אותו ברי ונברכינון, אבל על מצווה פשיטה ונברכינון. דו חזינון על כל יונטה, how do you know that? דו חזינון.